find Hurley to just explain what we're trying to achieve here, which is on the one hand an opportunity for all partners to give us a precise update of what's happening in their area relevant to the health and wellbeing board, and also to highlight anything that they need from the board to support what they're doing. This is early days, and I know there's been one or two kind of challenges as always as we've been in the new process. But the aim really is to give each of our partners just a chance to say where they're at. And you may need no support from the board this time, that's fine, but I'm just going to try. So, Brian, over to you.
Thank you. So, that's it. So, regarding the partner updates, thank you for all those that have submitted their reports for this quarter. The purpose of this report is to update members of the Health and Wellbeing Board, which highlights the organisation, departments, progress and contribution just generally to the health and wellbeing of the island. But it also identifies the organisation's key activities and risks in achieving this and support that may be required. So that's shown in the various sections outlined in the report. And we've simplified that recently from the first report template that was sent out. And obviously the guidance in the email that we sent out with it as well. But there's also, I mean, two other objectives to this. One is it saves time at this board, so rather than giving global updates, you can see this report beforehand, and then you can obviously have time to consider any questions or how it impacts on their service. And then the other thing that we're trying to do is obviously think about the health and wellbeing board strategy, thinking about the 10 priorities that we've set out for this board to achieve. We've also got some other areas such as the ABCD approach and localities and the way in which we'll measure this in the future. But these 10 main priorities are really how each organisation contributes to that. And so in the example of the public health one, we've started to provide those updates against the various priorities. Maybe not all organisations can provide information in that shape or form. As the chair has said, it's a very brief report, and the idea is to give a brief update. Okay, so
just before we move into the individual reports, are there any comments about the template and have anybody had any real difficulties with it, or does it mean what? I'll take silence because now it's the most awesome form I've ever had in my life. I just want to make sure we're not missing others. I see, it's great. Okay, so going down through the list then, the first one is community safety. Any comments you want to make about that, Sam?
Yeah, Chair, thank you. Apologies that there's no paper, but there was a little bit of breakdown in communication. Can't rectify for the next board. Just in terms of activity, current activity, earlier this year we ran a reducing reoffending conference. Reducing reoffending is one of our statutory priorities. And that was a very positive conference. There's no doubt about it for those of us who work in the offending world. If we can get in and prevent offending in the first place through early intervention, that has to be the best way forward for everybody. The other thing we're undertaking at the moment are some engagement events across the island. Our colleagues were up at PAN only last week doing an event. The colleagues from fire, from police, when they're engaging with the local community, asking them what their priorities should be. And linked with that is the online survey that's currently available to be undertaken around community safety, all with a lead to the strategic assessment, which will be completed in the next few months, which then dictates the priorities for the forthcoming year. Currently, as I say, priorities around reducing reoffending are statutory duties around prevent, in terms of counter-terrorism, also violent crime, and also offering crime prevention advice to residents to prevent them becoming victims of acquisitive crime, so burglaries, thefts, etc. As lovely as it is that people still leave their doors open, it's not helpful when we have, unfortunately, individuals who wish to commit crime. Going forward, to say the strategic assessment will be taking place, and one of the things that will very likely be a priority going forward will be violent crime. Margaret made mention of the Violence Against Women and Girls group, which currently reports into the Safe Guarding Adults Board. There's a proposal going to the next CSP that diverts into reporting into the Community Safety Partnership. I'm going to be probably taking over chair of that group from Kathy Marriott, who's done an excellent job in getting us to the point where commissioning of domestic abuse services is currently out for tender, and I think by bringing it under the Community Safety Partnership, we'll be able to perhaps tighten up our approach around domestic abuse on the island. That's it. That and I need nothing from the board at this stage, Chair.
Thank you. And are you happy if I kind of get in the minutes and know that Amanda Gregory from our side of things engages with you in order that you can do that report? Because I think there's two things. One, it's a different part of the local authority doing a report, but equally I think there's so much overlap there that and she hasn't been briefed on that, but she can be. That would allow us to get that report in a way that you probably would prefer it to be.
I would do that anyway, so thank you for formalising it.
Brilliant. So that's that first one. Thank you for that. Any questions for Sarah? I'll keep up with the work. No, that's good. So then we have a report at number B, which is from the Director of Adult Social Care,